transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
An interesting thing about this morning's gospel is that we don't always hear it on a Sunday. In fact, the only reason we're hearing it today is because this year Pascha is very late, and we have not yet started the Triodion period. So this particular gospel reading is, you could say in the calendar, a fill-in-the-blank, because we're not ready to start the Triodion. That doesn't begin till next week, and so the church has to add a couple of extra Sunday readings, which we didn't get to in the fall because of the calendar. So the church inserts them. Last year, this gospel was not heard ever on a Sunday. And I think that's an interesting thing for us, because we seem to forget that our beautiful traditions have purpose to them. And here is a gospel, and you may have heard me say in the past that if we read the readings of the day, we read the entire New Testament every year, with the exception of the book of Revelation. And so here is a reading that does not take place on a normal Sunday, but we do hear it in the church. And as I mentioned in my article for you in the bulletin this morning, we hear it at every service of Holy Unction, the Evangelion. This wonderful story of the Canaanite woman who is begging our Lord to heal her daughter from a demon. Before I want to get to that, though, I want to set up the story in a more contemporary way. I remember, oh, it had to be maybe 25 years ago. I was living in Denver, as you know, at the time, and I went to go on a Thanksgiving weekend. We went to go hand out Thanksgiving dinners to the less fortunate, just like we do here. We hand out turkeys, we hand out all the necessary things for them to cook at home. And I remember like it was yesterday, my particular station was the bread station. We were sitting there in the parking lot, and one table had the turkeys and one table had the potatoes. My table had the bread. And I was told as we started going that morning that they had an extra delivery of bread so I could give two loaves of bread to every family. I remember this like it was yesterday. I don't know, I maybe have shared this with you before. I will never forget one woman who came up to my table and I offered her two loaves of bread. And she said, "No, please, I only need one. Give that loaf to another family." Here was a woman who was in a parking lot receiving a free Thanksgiving meal to cook for her family. It meant that she had basically nothing. And she turned down an extra loaf of bread for someone else who may have needed it. I could remember it was like yesterday. And it touched me deep in my soul. Such a loving, humble woman. And that's what we see in this morning's gospel. A loving, humble woman. A woman who was asking nothing for herself. She was asking for her daughter's sake. And she's calling out to the Lord, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. We've heard that one before. Now, it's important to remember, my brothers and sisters, as we're hearing the story play out, Jesus Christ knew exactly what she was going to do. We have to remember that. Because at first, he totally ignores her. So much so that everyone around him saying, Lord, let us send her away. She's bothering us. Must be Razi. And she calls out to him again. Lord, help me. Remember, he knew what she was going to do. And this next verse now is probably one of the most misunderstood verses when we think of Christ healing people. He says to the woman, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. We hear this gospel lesson every time we celebrate Evangelion, every time we celebrate the Holy Unction service. And people always ask me, why did God call her a little dog? First of all, he didn't call her a little dog. There was a tradition, many of us in our contemporary world do not know this. Those of us who have dogs understand it, but in the ancient world, adult dogs were not allowed in the house. They were for outside. The only dogs that came into the house were the little puppies. The cute little puppies that needed protection, that needed help. These were the little puppies that would go around everyone's feet. And for those of us who have had dogs, clean up all the crumbs. And so she says, but even they get the crumbs that fall from the master's table. This deep love and humility of this woman. She wanted nothing of her own. She wanted only for her daughter. And she was willing to take whatever fell along the wayside. She didn't need God's full attention. She didn't need God to go and spend the afternoon at her house for cafe. She just needed a few crumbs of his time. And he says, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And the gospel says her daughter was healed from that very hour. Now remember, God knew exactly what she was going to do. So we have to think, why did he put this woman through this exercise of humility if not for us? So that we could see the gift of a loving, faithful, humble woman. So we could learn and be healed in our own illness to see that what God desires from us is for us not to go around demanding everything for ourselves. This is why in the Orthodox tradition, when we offer our names to God for prayer, our own name is the last on the list. We don't begin with ourselves. We offer up everyone else first. And then at the very end we say, and forgive me a sinner. Even in the proskomidi, you know, many of you turn in your names for prayer inside the altar. And Father Simeon and I, every liturgy, We remember your names in front of God. And as we prepare for the Holy Communion, the very last psyche that we put is for ourselves. Remember me, a sinner. Think of how different the world would be, my brothers and sisters, if we lived like this loving, humble woman, asking nothing for ourselves, only for others, and being satisfied with whatever God gives us. One of my expressions that I like to say is arketo, ohi arketa. Enough, not a whole lot. Father Simeon mentioned yesterday in his sermon about the mustard seed that we have to have just a little bit of faith, just enough. That's love and humility, and then God will say to us, be it done to you as you desire, because what we're asking for is for others. And so the church gives us a great gift of healing today, just as if we were in the Holy Unction service. Because next Sunday we begin the Triodion. Next Sunday the church begins the journey to Pascha. So we have an extra opportunity this week to reorient our minds away from ourselves toward others in love and humility, just like this woman in the gospel. What a great world it would be if we stopped asking for ourselves and asked only for others. Glory to God for all things. As far as they could
bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.